Beyond the loss of life and property this fire season, much of it still uncounted, a breathtaking number of animals have also been wiped out. An estimated 480 million mammals, birds and reptiles are thought to have died just in New South Wales since the beginning of the crisis. Now there are calls for radical intervention to save some species from extinction. Tim Skelton reports.
Australia was facing an extinction crisis even before the unprecedented bushfires that started in September, and the loss of millions of hectares this fire season has only accelerated that. Sydney University ecologist Professor Chris Dickman says the fires are catastrophic for native species that are already struggling.
So these are species that are already at some risk of extinction, and these are some of the species that we're likely to see go over the edge if we don't really address the problem now.
The 500,000 figure is based on estimates of bird, mammal and reptile density by the World Wildlife Fund in New South Wales. And while the number sounds staggering, Professor Dickman says it's actually pretty conservative.
These are estimates for New South Wales only. There's no reason to think that the density estimates that were obtained in New South Wales would differ greatly in Victoria or in Queensland for that matter. So it's likely that the total numbers of animals affected are even greater over the broad sweep of eastern Australia.
David Bowman is a professor of pyrogeography and fire science at the University of Tasmania. He's also an advocate for removing threatened animals before a fire hits.
People have realised that, say, populations of koalas were a threat and they went in and captured them and moved them. I've heard stories of people rescuing endangered fish from previous fire events and then to restore them back into their habitat once it's stabilised.
Professor Bowman says the crisis is bad enough that the usual rules about interfering with nature don't apply.
The old way of thinking was that we would give nature space in a national park, nature reserve, and let nature do what nature needed to do. But when you start burning out entire national parks, threatening entire populations of wildlife and so on, there's a really important role for husbandry of the wildlife, more intensive management.
Professor Chris Dickman agrees that evacuating animals in the path of a fire can help. One option is relocation.
It's been pioneered in some ways, particularly in Western Australia, where they've got a lot of very impressive runs on the board with moving species onto offshore islands, sometimes to islands where they didn't used to occur, or there's no records that they did, sometimes where they did occur on islands, but where they've been removed by predation by feral cats, for example.
But intervention isn't a universal solution. He says many species can't be helped that way.
It's going to be, I think, very difficult for species that are hard to capture, like the gliders, and also many of the smaller and less charismatic species that won't capture the attention to anywhere near the same degree.
With the bushfires expected to intensify again this weekend, the fear is that some species could be wiped out altogether, assuming they've made it this far. A once-a-decade review of federal environmental legislation is already underway. The findings are due in October.
Tim Skelton reporting.